4 of EWA. How you doing, Bob?
Just several projects going at the same time.
Ben, a multitasker. Hey, listen, I was talking to Patrick this morning. I think I heard you pop in there with Patrick. You're from up around Hendersonville, Arden, Brevard area. Where did the train run from Asheville out to Brevard? After it got to Brevard, where did it go west?
The only train that I'm familiar with is the one up in Dillsboro. That tourist train there was kind of a cool thing to take a ride on if you ever have done it or haven't done it. It's kind of fun.
Great Smoky Mountains Railroad. Yeah, I took my granddaughter on that thing 2 years ago. She loved it. Yeah, that's a fun thing out there. Matter of fact, I'm in the process of adding a room in my man cave out down there in my building. And I'm going to put me in a train room for me and the grandkids to work on and build.
And when I was growing up, we had a very large HO scale and Lionel. I've forgotten all the big ones. We had N-gauge HO and the large one, I forget that, and then also the slot cars all intertwined together in our basement down there. It took up about 50% of the basement. My dad worked on it with us for quite a long time until we got, you know, to them teenage years.
Cool. Hey, that gives me an idea. I could put in some little slot cars down there with that. I think the gauge you're talking about might be O gauge. And that's what I'm putting in.
Yeah, not the gigantic size, but it's, well, before they came up with the HO, I think it was, and the N-gauge, that was like your standard-sized train there that everybody had, you know. And then they'd come up with smaller and larger scales. But anyway, this was the old Lionel stuff, and then, like I said, we had N-gauge, which was small, very small. And we had the, I think it was HO gauge as well.
Can order me a biscuit.
A tower section there, and put a bunch of water on it the other day, and it's about 2 foot sticking out of the ground, so we'll be getting it up to about 30 or 40 feet here in the very near future.
All right. So you say you got a new tower, you put up a new tower?
I've got it's about a 3.5-4 foot section planted in the ground down about 2 feet, cemented in. And I'll start adding sections to it now until it gets to about, probably, I'm not sure if I'm going to put 3 or 4 on. That's going to be for my 6-meter stack.
So, 3 or 4 sections. What is the section? Is it 10 foot? So that's going to put you up at about either 30 or 40 feet. Is that right?
Sections, the top of the tower will be 30 feet. And I'll put the first 6 meter there. And then 12 feet above that will be the second 6 meter. Phase them together. That one will be at about 42 feet.
All right. That's cool, cool, cool. So, I have hearing aids.
As that topic comes up, I just went to the hearing doctor yesterday and had a hearing test. And passed it with flying colors, no hearing loss, everything's working. I've got ringing in my ears, which is driving me crazy. But apparently it's nothing to do with the ears, so it might be some medication I'm on or something else. I'm trying to narrow it down.
It's called marriage. No, I'm just teasing. Yeah, I have the tinnitus too.
Ever found anything to cure it or help it?
No, sir. There is nothing out there for that.
I told you yesterday is going to send me out to a guy, or he wants to anyway, send me out to a guy that apparently can teach you how to make this like disappear, so to speak. Get your mind in a state of mind that you can ignore it and it'll go away. Sounds like voodoo doctor to me.
basically going to teach you how to absorb the sound and just, basically you're just going to compensate around it. You know how you get an injury and you can't use a certain function anymore and you do a workaround? Well, you're going to do basically the same thing with the tinnitus.
Yeah, he called it some kind of cognitive therapy or something, so I don't know if I'm going to even pursue it or not. We'll see. It's all the way out in Johnson City, so I don't know if I want to drive an hour and a half one way to go see the voodoo doctor or whatever he calls himself. But, well, Steve, good talking to you. I'm pulling down my road right now, and I want to get back in the house because I'm painting the kitchen and that kind of stuff. I've got to go pick up some doors for my son today, and that's kind of where we're at. So good hearing you, and we'll catch you again soon, ND7J.
I'll talk to you, bud, and I should be back on the air a lot more here in the near future. So now that I got this hearing situation taken care of and a couple of other things off my back, so anyhow, as always, 73s, K and 4, BWA, clear.
Good one, Steve. We'll catch you again. ND7J.
NGU, K and 4, BWA. NGU, K and 4, BWA. 4, BWA, clear.